Forever.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show, featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy! FMU, you're on the air.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Who's this?
Oh, oh, sorry, hold on. Hold on. So sorry about that. My wristwatch just went off, my alarm.
Your
Yeah.
That was your wristwatch?
Oh, yeah. You don't know who this is. You have no idea who this is,
no,
do you?
I know exactly who this is.
Okay, who?
It's Philly Boy Roy.
Oh, how'd you know?
How did I know? Well,
I don't know.
Your voice.
Oh.
The Hooters that you're claiming is from your wristwatch.
Yeah, it is.
That's your wristwatch.
It's very loud, yeah.
Yeah, that did not sound like...
a bass booster on it.
A bass booster on your wrist. That did not
mega
sound like...
mega bass. Ugh. It's a swatch.
It's a swatch with a mega bass booster.
Yeah. Don't be snide. Hey, I'm calling with goodwill.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just making my pre-Thanksgiving phone calls to the privileged few.
Uh-huh.
Of which you're one of.
Oh, well, that's kind of sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Roy?
Okay, what are you thankful for?
What am I thankful for?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, you know, I got a lot to be thankful for. I have good people in my life.
Yeah.
You know, good family and friends. You know, stuff like that.
That's great, yeah. See, uh-huh. It all adds up, don't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sorry about that. How about you, Roy? What kind of thing are you thankful
over there?
For?
What is
what
it?
Kind of thing? Yeah, I was having a little Franks.
Yeah.
What kind of thing? What are you thankful for in your
life?
Oh,
me? Oh, jeez. Yeah. You know, the usual family like you, friends, Pats, them Eagles, Genos, them Phillies, Jims, them Sixers,
mm-hmm.
Like Wawa. And Flyers, Tina Chews, getting out of that armed robbery conviction, Tasty Cakes, Franks, SEPTA, public transportation, all that.
Roy?
Yeah?
Can you back up on one of those for a second?
Oh, sure.
Well, you said one that kind of leaped out at me.
Oh, SEPTA? Yeah, it's a great public transportation program.
A little earlier in the list.
Oh, Wawa. Yeah, that's where I eat pretty much every day.
No, a little earlier.
And them Phillies?
I think it was later than the Phillies.
Oh, Sixers.
After that.
Peanut Chews.
After that.
Getting out of that armed robbery conviction.
Yeah,
was
that's
it that
the
maybe?
One. That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of jumped out at me.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
That
was a wild one.
Yeah. What armed robbery did you get out of?
You didn't hear about it up there. I would think that your local mayor getting almost convicted of armed robbery might have made the paper.
No. I did. This is news to me. What happened?
Okay. Well, anywho, I got wasted, and I thought it would be funny to steal a Starbucks.
To rob a Starbucks?
No, to steal one.
I'm not following you.
Well, I got my old buddy Hody Patterson to wrap a tow chain around the Starbucks down here at 9th and Pine.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to pull it off its foundations and drag it off. And you're never going to believe what happened.
What happened?
The chain broke, and then ultimately the car fell apart, the VW.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you were not able to...
It didn't work.
...to tow an entire Starbucks with a chain attached to a Volkswagen.
Yeah, it looks so good on paper.
Yeah, that's
shocking. You can't deny that.
I could.
Okay. Well, anyway, the cops came, but they failed to read us our Merv Randolph rights, so the judge had to let us go.
Because they didn't do what?
They didn't read us our Merv Randolph rights.
Miranda rights?
What's that?
What I think you're talking about.
No, Merv Randolph rights. I guess he was the first guy that complained about not getting his rights read to.
Merv Randolph.
Yeah. Sounds like a name from, like, the 50s.
It's Miranda rights.
Oh. You write that down for future reference. What do you got on tap for Thanksgiving?
You know, just going to eat the usual stuff, see family.
Awesome. You know what they wanted me to do? They wanted me to go up to Newbridge and throw out the hockey puck at the Newbridge hockey players game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To throw the first puck out.
At the hockey players. Isn't that the worst name for a hockey team? Who thought of that? The Newbridge hockey players.
It is lacking.
Terrible.
Yeah. I would agree. It's missing something.
One of my next things of business is going to be changing the name of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To what would you change the name of it?
The Newbridge Hooters. It commands respect. It's undeniable.
It's undeniable that the Newbridge Hooters is the name of the hockey team.
Yeah.
I don't know if that commands respect. And what would the logo be?
A melodica. Batting a hockey puck.
Like a melodica, like an anthropomorphic melodica?
Wait, what?
Like you're going to give like the...
Slow down there, Einstein.
Like you're going to give the melodica arms and legs?
Yeah. It'll be shooting like a bloody hockey puck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A bloody hockey puck.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anywho, the coach asked if I could come up there and do that, but, you know, I got a whole day scheduled that day. You know, I got a visit with my son,
mm-hmm.
and then I had to get right back down here for dinner with the Ziegler brood.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you're going down... wait, what are you... You just... You said your son?
Yeah.
You're going to do the thing with your son... Then you're going to see your family.
Yeah.
Why is Roy Jr. not having Thanksgiving with you guys?
Oh, he is. That's the second. Do you not know about this?
Know about what?
You know, I was married before I married Rhoda. She's my second wife.
No, I didn't know about this at all.
Oh, yeah. I was married for about 6 months in 1990.
Really?
It's not very interesting. Forget about it.
No, this is very interesting.
Now, I should let you go.
No.
I'll
please.
See you later.
Roy,
sounds like
Roy.
You're having fun over there.
No, Roy, please tell me about this.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'd love
to.
It's
a very boring story.
No, please. Let me be the judge of that.
Okay. Well, her name is Juliet, and I met her down here in Philly. Juliet Waynesworth. That was my first wife.
Waynesworth.
Yeah.
Like, Waynesworth is a... That's like a... I know there's a... Waynesworth is a big name in Philly.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They own the... the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Yeah, the big paper.
Yeah. The
yeah, that's her family.
That's her family.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That rag's been in her family for generations.
So you married... What was her name? Juliet?
Yeah.
You married Juliet Waynesworth of that Waynesworth family.
I know, yeah. I met her at the University of Pennsylvania back in like late 1989.
Really?
Oh yeah, we met cute.
You met cute.
Absolutely, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually, you know, I'm writing a rom-com about it. It's more a laugher than a weeper.
Why are you using industry slang like laugher and weeper and rom meet cute?
Yeah. Oh, you don't know those terms?
No, I do know them, but they're kind of not commonly used.
Oh, I read them in this trade rag that I read a lot. It's called Variety.
Variety.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Variety.
How do you say it?
Variety.
It looks like it's pronounced Viority.
Well, no, it's pronounced Variety.
Oh. Anyway, like, I can't wait to see
like,
this new
Michael like,
Douglas film, Black Rain.
Black Rain?
Yeah.
That's not a new Michael Douglas movie.
It's in Viority.
That's not a new movie, though.
I think it is. Oh, you know, speaking of my movie, I'd love to get this young hotshot Jeff Speakman in it.
Jeff Speakman?
Oh, yeah.
That's like an action dude from the 80s.
He looks like he's poised to take over from Sly and Rutger.
Jeff Speakman.
Yeah.
Why are you making these old references?
What do you mean?
You're talking about Black Rain? That's a Michael Douglas movie from like 20 years ago.
It's supposed to be better than War of the Roses.
These are old... These are old references, Roy.
No, they're not,
Jeff
are they?
Jeff Speakman? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in Viarty here, it says that's what's happening.
Is there a date on the front of that Variety?
Let me look. Yes, July 14th, 1989.
Yeah, that's old.
I read it every day. You know, I actually stole it that summer because it was big enough to hide the Spank magazine I stole. Ugh. It's been my main erotic literature hiding vessel ever since.
This issue of Variety.
Yes, yeah. Now you're making me feel bad about myself, like I'm not hip or up with it, down with it, with it.
Well, you're quoting a magazine from 20 years ago.
Well,
what?
I don't know. Anyway, can I get back to the story about how I met Juliet?
I wish you would, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, your wish is granted, Salim.
What? I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. I think I saw that in something else.
Uh-huh. Salim?
I don't know. Anywho,
yeah, just go.
I was helping my buddy Hody Patterson move some stuff out of some dorms at UPenn.
Yeah?
Yeah, TVs, stereos, CDs, VHS tapes.
You're helping your brother. Wait, you're helping him move things out?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're stealing things.
No!
Were you?
Define stealing.
Did the items belong to you?
Technically, no. They did once we got out of the dorm, though.
Uh-huh.
Right?
No!
Possession is 8/10 of... I don't know, something.
Yeah, no.
It makes sense.
You're stealing stuff.
Okay, well, anyway, one night we had to leave one of the rooms rather quickly, and I ran straight into someone as we were running to Hody's VW.
Yeah?
I plowed right into this person, and I got up, and I was just starting to say, "Hey, watch where you're walking, you jagoff," when I locked eyes with the most ravishing woman I'd ever seen.
No. Okay, and that was... Juliet.
Yes, but she looked like a younger, hotter Candace Bergman if she dressed like the middle chick in Wilson Phillips.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The red hair one.
From Wilson Phillips.
Not the porker.
Hey.
What?
That's horrible.
She wasn't horrible. You shut up, you judgmental bastard.
No, it's horrible. You called her a name to put her down.
No, I didn't.
Sure you did.
Okay. I'm sorry. You're not going to tell her, are you? I know you're in with Hollywood.
No, I'm not. I don't know Carney Wilson.
Who?
The one you made a joke about because she's heavy.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
I am sorry.
No, you're not.
Anywho.
You're not sorry.
I am so.
No, you're not. I hear it in your voice. You're not sorry.
I'm laughing at something else. There's no. This mouse that's running around.
Yeah, a mouse.
It's got like a little cape on.
A mouse.
I don't know who put this cape on this mouse.
No, you're not sorry. You're laughing at the fact that you made a mean joke.
It's a mouse.
No, it... Just own... Look, if you made a mean joke, just own it.
I'm sorry. It was wrong of me to say that.
Okay, there you go.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
Juliet helped me up, and when she touched my hand, it was like that jolt that you got the first time you heard bang on the drum all day.
Okay.
She felt it too.
Really?
Yeah.
She felt the jolt.
Absolutely. Thus began our whirlwind courtship.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Your whirlwind courtship.
Yup.
Uh-huh. And how did that go?
Well, she must have seen me as some kind of rebel across between Funzie and Robert Hazard.
Uh-huh.
I had this haircut back then. It was very dashing, really long and flowing in the back, but not so long on top. We called it the winner.
The winner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, real long in the back.
Absolutely.
And, like, kind of...
Flowing.
Yeah, flowing in the back, like, long down on your shoulders.
Like Fabio.
Yeah.
But super short on top.
Yeah, like super short, like spiky almost a little
Absolutely,
bit.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. And then what did you call it?
The winner.
The winner. Who called it that?
I did.
You did? Yes. Did anybody ever call you the winner with that haircut?
Are we counting dreams?
Uh-huh. Well, no. Yeah, sure.
Yes.
In dreams, they did.
Once.
Excluding dreams.
No.
No. Okay.
Anyhow.
Yeah?
Oh, man. We ended up making a little one by accident.
Okay.
Yeah. Something went wrong during one of our lovemaking sessions.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something went wrong.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I forgot to do something.
Okay. Let's not get specific.
Tom, you'll never believe this.
Mm-hmm.
But Juliet's father,
yeah,
Waynesworth the Fourth,
mm-hmm,
he didn't like me.
There's a shocker.
Yeah. And when he found out that there was going to be a little Roy, mm-hmm, running around his mansion,
yeah,
he paid to have it taken care of.
To have what taken care of?
The situation.
Really?
Yeah. He paid me to go away forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he paid to have you removed from his daughter's life.
Oh, yeah. I still get like 50 grand a year to say nothing about it. Oops.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have said this on the radio, Roy.
Well, at least we're not on the air.
No, we're definitely on the air.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You shouldn't have just said.
What?
I think you might have just said goodbye to 50 grand a year.
Oh, no. He don't listen to the high school radio stations, though.
Well, hopefully nobody tells him.
Anywho,
yeah,
I agreed to bow out gracefully,
mm-hmm,
and Juliet had the child, and she went on to a very successful life as a lawyer and entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
She brought that suit against Kern Pharmaceuticals when their acid reflux medicine, mm-hmm, Burp Now Begone, made people fling themselves onto the track at Formula One races.
She was the one. What did it do?
The drug?
Yeah.
It made people go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
They would take the drug. Everything, mm-hmm, was okay. Then they would go to a Formula One race. They'd have to find out where one was.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd fling themselves onto the track.
Wow.
Very weird side effect.
That is weird.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. I see Juliet every now and then at Phillies games.
Uh-huh.
In those rich people seats.
Yeah.
Inside the stadium.
Yeah. Oh, inside. And you're, where are you sitting?
Outside the stadium.
Outside the stadium?
Yeah.
How are you looking in the stadium?
Binoculars.
You have binoculars and you look in the stadium.
I have binoculars.
Yeah. So you see her every once in a while. So, wait, if you back up, you said something about a son?
Yeah.
Did you say a son or a little one or something?
A son, yeah.
That's right. You said you were going to visit your son.
Yeah.
So you're going to visit your son?
Yeah. You know, there was something else that her father wasn't into.
What's that?
He thought I was having an affair with his wife.
Your father, her father, your father-in-law.
Yeah.
Thought you were having an affair with his wife?
Yes, and I'll tell you, I gotta come clean, I was.
You were?
In my mind.
Oh, in your mind you were
and
having...
And in my pants. Don't judge!
I'm not even gonna repeat that. That's
okay.
Horrible.
Hey, so guess who it turns out manages the Roots?
Who?
And is also the main dude at the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Who's that?
My son.
Your son?
Yeah, Runyon.
Runyon?
Yeah, Runyon Waynesworth.
Runyon, that's the son that you had with Juliet.
Oh, yeah. He's like this whiz kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that picks what paintings and sculptures they put in there.
In the museum.
It's crazy. He's a total genius.
Wow.
And he's super rich.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I read about him a couple days ago.
Uh-huh.
He was profiled in Philadelphia Tycoon magazine.
Wow, he was in Philadelphia Tycoon magazine.
Yeah, it's this new magazine that's also large enough to hide things in.
Is that how you discovered Philadelphia Tycoon magazine?
Sort of, yeah.
What were you hiding in it?
Guess.
Porno mags?
Yes. I can just hear it dripping off your voice, the judgment. You were on me for saying that thing about that woman. It's you who's the judge.
Me who's the judge?
Yeah.
No, you called the woman in Wilson Phillips a porker.
Why do you keep bringing that up? It's not fair to me. I did my penance.
No, you're trying to make like I'm a judge just because I called you on that.
Hey, anywho, check this out.
Yeah?
So I reach out to my son the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, guess the answer to this question. You'll never, ever, ever guess it.
Okay.
Does my firstborn, whose life I was never a part of, and whose existence I took money to deny, and who I admittedly made no effort to know anything about until I read of his tremendous success and incredibly deep pockets, and whose life I'm trying to maneuver into now, want anything to do with me?
No, he wants nothing to do with you.
Sounds like someone's been reading the Daily News Society pages.
Why? Because that's the answer, I guess?
Yeah, you're correct.
You couldn't. You know, you couldn't guess that that would be the answer.
I'm a good guy, right? I seem like I'd be a good guy to want to know.
Seems like you just want to know your son now for the first time ever because you found out he's super rich.
I love him.
You love him.
I've always loved him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, can you play Bite It, You Scum?
Who's that by?
My old friend, Kevin Allen.
Okay.
You know him as Gigi Allen.
Yeah, Kevin Allen.
He passed on recently.
He did, yeah.
Hey, do one good thing in your life and have a moment of silence for him.
What's that?
Do one good thing in your crummy life and have a moment of silence for him.
You want to have a moment of silence for Gigi Allen?
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, we will now have a moment of silence for Gigi Allen.
Okay.
Okay, well that's,
not over yet.
What's that?
I'm not done yet.
With the moment of silence.
That's the shortest moment of silence ever.
Okay, fine. You want to have a...
Yeah, keep it going.
Okay, we'll have a moment of silence for Gigi Allen. Okay, that's...
No, it's not over yet. It's got to be much longer than that.
Much longer than that?
Yeah.
Like, how long?
I don't know. 14 minutes or something?
14 minutes?
Long enough for me to go down to Wawa and score some mushrooms.
What?
Yeah.
Long enough for you to score mushrooms?
Yeah.
Great.
My buddy Mushroom Mike sells them down there.
Uh-huh. At Wawa. In front of the Wawa?
No, behind the counter.
Behind the counter,
yeah,
at Wawa.
He makes hoagies back there.
Uh-huh.
He puts shrooms on all the sandwiches, whether they want them or not.
That's terrible.
Crank, too.
He puts crank
on... Oh, yeah, he sprinkles
it on. He puts crank on people's hoagies.
People don't know what's going on.
Yeah. That's terrible.
No, it's not. The only bummer about going to see Mushroom Mike...
Yeah?
...is that he makes you hang out for too long and you gotta drink his toilet wine with him.
Uh-huh. His what?
Toilet wine?
Toilet wine.
Yeah.
What is toilet wine?
You know, on those TV shows about prison,
mm-hmm.
You know, where the dudes, they have parties in their cell and they drink wine that they had in the toilet?
That they
kind of fermenting in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Mike does that in the Wawa bathroom.
Why doesn't he just get normal wine?
He likes it. I don't know. He also makes toilet beer. That's not so good.
Toilet beer.
Although, I gotta say, in his defense... He does make a good toiletini.
A toiletini?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's like a martini, but with toilet water.
Ew.
And other stuff.
Oh, that's disgusting.
What?
That's so gross.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no.
What?
Okay, let's do this. Okay.
What?
I called in the middle of me and Hody doing something.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to steal a movie theater.
You're trying to steal a movie theater?
Yeah. The Budco Eric 5 on Market Street?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, you see, Hody got his axles reinforced.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way this is not going to work.
He's still driving the...
It's a VW bug.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
VW bug, but you're going to steal him.
Absolutely, yeah. All right, let's do it!
Wow. I don't know if he did it. If anybody sees a movie theater going down the street being pulled by a VW bug, then I hope nobody's in the theater right now.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Byrne, segment producer Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. And the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow. And follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show 4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.